Let's bring in the man who covers the Eagles for ESPN.com, and he is brought to us by Rosenbaum and Associates Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. We welcome in the great Tim McManus. Timmy, what's going on with the football team? We're a little obsessed with another sport right now.
I'm not used to taking the back seat here, Mike.
I know.
Come on, man.
Let's get back to the Eagles. What are we following this week? As they have to play Carolina, which is going to be an interesting scenario because Cam Newton can run and make play, and they have to account for him. What's the defensive game plan this weekend?
Well, one thing that is on the Eagles' side in that respect is that the Panthers haven't really been going downfield. I saw the stat today where they only have one pass play of 40-plus yards this season. And if you look at them statistically, I think they're ranked 28th in points per game. So this isn't an offense that is running up the score, but they are good in the ground game, in part because they have a quarterback that can certainly run the ball and make big plays. And that's something that they are going to have to wrestle with. I think it's going to come down to a defensive front doing their job and making sure that they have some kind of discipline as they are attacking the quarterback. And then the other storyline, if you're looking for them, the secondary is one that's really been dinged up with injuries. And so that's another thing that they're going to have to account for, even though it's a Panthers team that doesn't go down the field a lot.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I assume Sidney Jones is not going to play, right?
Right.
All right. So now who fills these roles?
That's kind of the issue that they have at hand right now. I think the way that they're going to go is to move Avante Maddox from safety to slot corner. So he goes from corner to safety, now back to corner. This rookie, man, he's getting a workout. And then they have to figure out who's going to play the back end. And the candidates for safety alongside with Malcolm Jenkins is going to be, Trey Sullivan or DeAndre Hall. I think one of those guys would end up getting the call over a guy like Rasul Douglas. I mean, the way that Jim Schwartz phrased it this week, said it wasn't ideal to have Douglas back there. So I believe that they're going to go with one of those other two candidates and just try to patchwork it.
Wow, that's weird. So a couple of unknowns are better equipped to play safety than a guy that's in your system who looks like he's probably more of a safety in their corner?
They haven't trained him much there, though. Even though it's a natural inclination for us to look at Douglas and say, it kind of looks like a safety. And even I remember talking to his high school coach coming out, and he said, I think that Douglas is going to transition to safety eventually. So this isn't like some kind of far-fetched theory that we have, but the coaches have been reluctant to do it. And so, maybe they surprise us and put him out there, but it sounds like it's trending more towards one of the other guys.
All right, let's go to the other issue, which is Jason Peters and a torn bicep, where they say he's going to play. What's the deal? I mean, can we get him through an entire game? Is this a worry?
It's definitely a worry. I mean, it's not just the bicep. He's coming off of ACL, MCL. He's been dealing with a quad strain since week one. And now he's got this, a torn bicep that he's going to have to block large men with, right? So it's obviously not an ideal situation, but he was on the practice field today, and I was watching him during the individual portions, and he was able to move that arm. He's got kind of like a band around it, but he was able to get some extension, and so they say that he's fine and that he's going to go out and he's going to play on Sunday. But can we expect peak performance out of Peters? Probably not. I think that he was already not playing at peak level because of these other factors, and now it's another injury on top of it. So definitely a concern.
All right. Also, a defensive tackle situation. What's going to be the rotation there?
Yeah, so Destiny Bio got waived injured yesterday. And
after he made his first sack, too.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's a rough business, apparently. Helody Nata was limited today, and he's missed a couple games with a calf injury. And so they're really thin there right now. As we kind of look forward to potential trades, I think everybody's got running back on the mind, and I certainly get it. But I think that Howie Roseman's going to be looking at multiple positions. I think one of them is going to be running back. I think one of them is going to be wide receiver. I think he's going to be looking in the defensive backfield. And maybe it wouldn't be all that surprising if he looked at defensive tackle here too, Mike, because there's just not, they have Hester in there and obviously Fletcher Cox, but there's only like 3 active defensive tackles on the football team right now. And so they're going to have to mix and match, and they'll have times where Michael Bennett and Brandon Graham go in there and the kind of the race car packages on third downs. But this is, there's been a couple positions that have been hit, you know, this season early on, and that's another one of them.
All right. Is Sproles ever going to play? I mean, is he done?
Peterson's been calling him day to day since like the first week.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he was not on the field again today. My mindset right now is, just don't think that he's going to be, producing for you until you start seeing signs of it. Because this has been, it was week one, he was available, then he injured himself during practice in week two, and we haven't seen him since. So he was walking down the hallways today, so he definitely is still in the building, but hasn't been on the practice field. And they seem to think that he's just like a week or two away.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think it's going to be too far off, but he's in question for this week because he didn't practice today.
All right. So just to reiterate the Cam situation, because he hasn't been throwing the ball downfield, there are enough people home to deal with if he breaks out of the pocket, and they will not employ any kind of a spy.
That's not necessarily to say they won't employ a spy. I mean, I think it's possible that they do that because it makes sense. He's such a factor. And if you just look at where they are in the run compared to what everything else that they do, it's just such a big part of it. And, we had Ron Rivera on the phone today, and he said that Newton actually prefers running because at least then he knows where the hits are coming from. So you got a quarterback that's totally wired to be charging forward. So I wouldn't be surprised if they do have someone. It's just going to take, this is a fast flying defense, and you can't get away from that. You know, the only trouble that you can get into is if you don't maintain gap integrity against a quarterback like this, that's really going to be their challenge, is the kind of balance between being aggressive and being disciplined at the same time against this type of QB.
You know, there's this assumption, and a lot of the attention has been taken away from it because of the Sixers, but there's an assumption after they beat the Giants that everything is all right. Are they in trouble in this game?
Here's one thing that I'll say. It would be fool's gold to say they beat the Giants, therefore everything's great. I mean, you look at the Giants, they're terrible. It's a train wreck, and so you get that. But I think the most important thing was the sense that I felt in the locker room afterwards is that these guys felt like they recaptured something that was missing clearly for the first handful of games in the season. They just weren't acting like themselves, and they weren't playing like themselves coming off of the Super Bowl. And that was the first time that not only you got like a sign that maybe, here they come again, but you could actually feel that they were feeling that. And so, confidence is a big thing in this game. Psychology is a big part of it. So I'm not attributing too much to a win over New York, but I do think that it could serve as a catalyst for this team to start feeling themselves a little bit again. So it's not to say that they're totally safe in this game. I'm going to pick them. I'm going to pick the Eagles. And they obviously have some longer term trouble as it applies to injury that they're going to have to fight through. But I do think that they've got a little bit of their swagger back. I think that they've got their franchise quarterback playing like a franchise quarterback. I think that Alshon Jeffery's return has been really big for their confidence and for their production on offense. So I do feel like they're trending in a good direction, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of like their schedule doesn't have a whole lot of give in it.
Yeah.
They face a 3-2 Panthers team, and then it's on to London and Jacksonville. Then they get in the division, and the Saints are right after that. So this is going to be, it's not going to be one of those skating type of seasons, 13-3 type of, we're going to show up and be the one seed. No, it's not going to be like that, man. It's going to be a trudge. And, that applies this Sunday and for the foreseeable future.
I assume you're getting a trip to London this whole deal, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, so we head out there a little early, get back a little late, heading into the bye week.
Look at you, man.
It'd be nice.
Hanging out at the big clock. Fantastic. All right, listen, thanks for the info, Timmy. We'll talk to you.
All right, brother.
All right, there he is, Tim McManus.